Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Acmir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Friday, the 1st of May. Starting off with All Active Asset Capital, which was highlighted here, I think, around the quarter of a pence area in March. Made good progress since. Rising trend channel here based around the £1.50 level. Top of the channel could be as high as £3, which is the target over the next month or so, given the fair wind and good consolidation here at and around previous mid-April highs. So it looks as though the next move here will be to the upside. But as I said, the money management point here, floor of the channel at 1.5 pence. Amigo, say sort of the one that got away, but moved around late yesterday in a way that was rather difficult to catch for some anyway. Neckline was broken here. The trigger really was the end of day close back on Wednesday above 20 pence. And obviously that triggered the solid move yesterday through the 50-day moving average at 23.5. While we're in the upper 20s or above, looking for a best case scenario target here, the top of a rising trend channel from the end of February, hitting as high as 60 pence. That extended base and that sort of saucer type reversal that we've had, plus the very bullish divergence here, suggests that the shares could deliver a decent upside even after the gains we've already seen. On to the predictable pharma situation at the moment. This one's Avacta. Just thought it's worth noting where we are in terms of the rise. Floor of the channel here at 90 pence, so above that, looking for the top of the channel from the beginning of the month up to £1.35. Trade that or bear that in mind as you will. Chart that's worth looking at the moment as well is Cat and I. Here we've got the situation where we had the initial spike there to 4.5 pence a couple of weeks back. That's now coming as new resistance, new support, rather the old resistance becoming new support. And with a bit of jiggery pokery on the trend lines here, we'll see that basically the upside here could be up towards the 15 pence level while we hold above the 4.5 pence zone. So looking at a trend channel, something of that nature. Let's get in the right place. So above 4.5 up to as high as 15 pence. Clearly there'll be a bit of a range bound trade between 5 and 8 versus yesterday's resistance in the meantime, but that's where we are at the moment. Similar type of situation with Hemogenix, in the sense that pointed out yesterday we were sort of in a range between 7 and 11 pence. Really want to see an end of day close above 11 pence to give us a retest of the 15 pence peak that we had mid-week for the stock. On to stock which I've been meaning to look at for quite a while. It's MicroSAIC Systems. Never quite justified getting too excited until basically today. And the current situation is that we're looking at a stock which has broken the 200-day moving average at 1 pence. And while we're above that, looking for a top of broadening triangle target as high as 3 pence over the next month or so. And really looks like it's finally, as I said, set fair and broken out. If you're cautious on the stock, maybe wait for a clearance of that December resistance around the 1.4 pence level. But really that break through a falling 200-day line does suggest the bulls are in charge here. And especially if we get an end of day close today above 1.2 pence, one would regard the shares as being on their way in a significant way. On to another of these rampant pharmaceutical stocks. In this case, it's Midatech, which just nudged the 200-day moving average today. Current situation is that we're looking for more of the same in terms of upside attempts, possibly up towards the £1.10 to £1.20 area at the top of that broadening triangle that I'm drawing at the moment. Stop loss as far as the near term is concerned, probably back towards 40 pence would be the final level of support for the shares. That was support on the way down, and one would expect that to come in again. But ideally, we hold above 50 ahead of a move to the upside and a maximum in the near term over the next month or two of £1.10 to £1.20. Omega Diagnostics stock, which was, I think, called up here for the first time around 8-9 pence at the beginning of the month. It's done very well so far. The best case scenario target that I had the last time I looked at the stock was 70 pence. And it looks as though we might hit that either today or on Monday. If you're a bull of the stock and like to dream of further upside, that could be up towards £1.10, which is a line of resistance from the beginning of 2017. But obviously we need to see an end of day close through 70 to bring that particular target into view. As far as the stop loss is concerned, mid-50s to upper 50s at this this stage is probably the favoured place for the shares. You can see the low today so far, 57 pence, so just below that is probably the best place to try and lock in some profits if you are in the stock. Synergen, I had a request on this, and although it's been a great riser, it looks like it's testing for support at the moment. Floor of the rising trend channel from the end of December is at 50 pence. We've got the 50-day moving average below that at 41. So 41, certainly the final line in the sand for the shares on the bull tack. Break of 70, though, would give us an implied target is up to 90 pence. So that is the best on offer at the moment. But probably need at least an end-of-day close above the 20-day line at 58 to bring the fresh upside into view. Stock of the last 24 hours, without a doubt, has been Valerix. Here, I think the shares were initially called up around around the 4 pence level just about a week ago, and since then set the initial 7 pence target and even a 13 pence target suggested yesterday. Current situation is that we're looking to see how far any pullback here will come back down to. The favoured place at this stage is around 15 pence. Perhaps 13 to 15 pence. 15 pence was the support on the way down, way back in 2015. So 13 to 15 pence above that, looking for a best case scenario target up to the low 30s, 32, 33 pence, which is a line of resistance from the beginning of 2016. That's it for me today. More updates on Monday.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.